Day 12, Revelation 3, verses 7 through 13. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, the words of the Holy One, the true One, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one opens. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie, behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet, and they will learn that I have loved you, because you have kept my word with patient endurance. I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world, to try those who dwell in the earth. I am coming soon. Hold fast what you have, so that no one may seize your crown. The one who conquers, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never shall he go out of it, and I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down from my God out of the heavens, and my own new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Our sixth church, Philadelphia, receives the unique distinction of an entirely positive commendation from Jesus. He unequivocally praises their success, yet there remains much for us to observe. Jesus' primary command to them is simply to look. This church, though clinging to God, endures persecution from both their Jewish contemporaries and the Romans. I once heard a pastor preach that we never drift into personal holiness. Sanctification, which is the process of being conformed into the image of God, is progressive, and it's motivated and sustained by the Holy Spirit's work. The truth of this, however, does not negate the personal demands of sanctification. While we will never be more forgiven than we are at this moment, we should certainly find ourselves continually molded into God's image as we walk with Him. This walking with Him necessitates beholding Him, or to put it another way, we must look where we are going. When the Philadelphian church looks, they are invited to see a risen Savior who will never go out of it. These words are undoubtedly profoundly meaningful to a church situated in an area of volcanic activity, which inhabitants frequently fled the city. This promise offers constant hope to a church accustomed to migration and navigating both personal and corporate change. The change awaiting them in response to their faithfulness is one of finality, no more going out and coming in, but rather an open door to a constant, unchanging God. The door mentioned is undeniably a symbol of eternal hope, but it also serves another vital role for the church. The church at Philadelphia would become an open door for spreading the gospel within the Greek culture. From this small yet obedient group of believers, God would accomplish a mighty work. Their faithfulness opened the door for them to testify to their culture about God's goodness. As they proclaim His goodness, they anchor their hope in an eternity that allows them to overcome the temporal. Does the way the American church lives today mirror the Philadelphian? This is a critical question as we find ourselves in an age of spiritual curiosity and existential crisis. The promises of modernity and the sexual revolution are continually failing those who sought meaning in the identities afforded by these philosophies. Every new idea comes and goes, met with varying degrees of outrage. Perhaps at the core of the outrage is simply fatigue, a soul-numbing weariness from an inability to keep pace with changing cultural tides. The open door, which no one can shut, is built on a life that testifies to the supreme value of Christ. Now, perhaps more than ever, we possess the ability to echo Jesus' cry to culture around us, to look upon His glory and find answers to questions that have, until now, appeared unanswerable. May we, as resilient church, boldly call people to come to this door and find life. Would you pray with me? God, help me to keep my affection and attention on you. May my life serve as a beacon to all who witness it to behold the majesty of your Son, Jesus. Amen.